activate the view screen, and turn on your universal translators, because it is time for another Galactic Netcast. Brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/galacticnetcasts. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Fabulous.
That is something.
It is Wednesday, May 8th, 2013, and time once again for another Galactic Netcast. This is the Sci-Fi Film School, number 33, from Waterloo, Iowa. I'm Dave Nelson. Joining me are Matt Stein from Appleton, Wisconsin, and Anessa Moyens, who lives in Denton, Texas. We're all over the place, guys.
We are.
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
So this is the show where we discuss a particular sci-fi film slash movie that we watched, review it for you and the listener, of course. And then Matt and Anessa take a quiz at the end of the show to see how much they learned. And Matt usually loses.
Yeah.
This is his movie.
Yeah, no.
It's not been my week, so.
This is going to be your... No, I have a feeling about this because, like you said, you've got, like, you're a big fan of the Terminator series, right?
Schwarzenegger movies in general, not for any other reason that they're ridiculous. But I mean, I have seen this movie a countless number of times, so it's not like this is my first time seeing it. So, but then again, when we did UHF, Anessa schooled me, and I'd seen that movie probably 100 times, and she's seen it once.
Maybe you just don't test well.
I think it was the daiquiri that just totally threw you off.
It was the daiquiri. Let's go with the not testing well. That sounds better than a daiquiri.
So from what we've talked about so far, you can tell that we are doing a Schwarzenegger film. It is Terminator 2 Judgment Day. And for our audio subscribers, if you'd like to see us record the show live, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or Google+. We'll let you know when it's going to be. Sometimes it's 2 weeks. Other times it's 3 weeks. Sometimes it's Wednesdays. Sometimes it's Thursdays.
It's whatever the hell we want to do it.
So that's why, that's why you need to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. We'll, you know, we tweet it out. We post it that this is what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, that kind of thing. So follow us, please.
You can just blame me for the sporadic times. It's always my fault.
Usually it's my fault.
Dave, I was trying to take the fall for you, being a nice guy.
But I'm a nice guy, too. I don't want you to be taking my responsibility.
Well, whatever.
Get I blame both of you.
we're both hosers, Matt.
Touché.
All right, so introducing Terminator 2 Judgment Day. That's the film that we watched this week. It's Matt's pick. You picked it.
Get down!
Yay!
That was a really good Arnold's impersonation. Do that again, please.
Get down!
Awesome. All right, so this is the short synopsis of the film. Nearly 10 years has passed since Sarah Connor was targeted for termination by a cyborg from the future. Now her son John, the future leader of the Resistance, is the target for a newer, more deadly Terminator. Once again, the Resistance has managed to send a protector back to attempt to save John and his mother, Sarah. Who could that be? Doo-doo. How's that go? The
do 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 do.
There you go. Do 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 do. You know what I learned is that is not a synthesizer. That is, it's the musical. Whoever the composer or the whoever did the music for it, whatever that title is, it's him like
maestro.
Composer.
Composer.
Yeah, banging on a trash can.
Nice.
Oh. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
It has a good tone. For that sort of thing. I mean, it really works.
And you know,
to self.
Listening. Yeah.
Grab a trash can.
Yeah, Matt, the percussionist in the group here. Yeah, screw all those expensive drums that you paid money for.
Go for a trash can.
Trash cans.
So the one thing I noticed, speaking of music, with having headphones, is there was a lot of that, not necessarily music, but a lot of like drum beats and things like that in the background.
I didn't notice that, but I can then again, that. I just listened to it on TV like a normal human being.
The movie is Terminator 2. It stars Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can't do it. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do it, Matt.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's going to kill me every time. Linda Hamilton, Edward Furlong, his very first movie, by the way, and Robert Patrick, the future Agent Doggett from...
Agent John Doggett from the X-Files.
Super skinny in this movie. What happened in that 5 years that passed between... it's probably more than 5 years, right?
Yeah, because, let's see, the X-Files ended in 2003? Four?
So, eight years? Nine. Oh, no,
so,
13
he
years?
Didn't come into, like, season seven, I think. Season seven or eight.
So, it's like...
The last, like, three seasons, I think, is when Doggett came in.
About 10 years between this movie and the X-Files, yeah.
I forget, yeah. And, I mean, it's not like he was fat in the X-Files.
No, but he's super skinny in this, but he was supposed to be that way, I think. You know,
probably, but I mean, like, Linda Hamilton was really buff, too.
Yeah, I know. Directed by James Cameron, and you can really tell it's an early James Cameron film just by a certain camera look, a feel to it. Did you guys pick up on that?
No, but I also don't pay attention to that stuff.
Okay, if you were to watch Aliens and this back to back, you'd be able to tell it was James Cameron.
Probably.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I noticed there was a lot of blue light in this.
I even picked up on that. One of the few things that it was very blue. Mm-hmm. It was James Cameron's blue period.
Picasso had a blue period. Cameron had a blue period.
And hey, the aliens on... what's the movie? Help me out here.
I need a little more than the aliens in the movie.
Avatar.
They were blue.
They're blue, yeah.
You know what? I was going to make a joke about Avatar and Blue Period and thought there was very likely I was going to take it too far, so I just didn't do it.
Was it going to like morph into a Smurfs joke or something?
Something to do with blue periods. And
blue periods.
Ah, okay.
Make your period a happy period.
Okay, all right.
To maintain G status, let's just stop me from talking.
I've got the blues. Hey, that's a new thing I can say each month. I've got the blues.
Yeah, there you go. And you can start singing a song. I got the blues.
Wow. So anyway. And the show has reached a new low.
You know, we have a lot to do here, so we got to stop lollygagging here. Here's the stats on the movie. Released July 3rd, 1991. Rated R, it runs 137 minutes. The movie was made for $300,000, which is crazy. $300,000? You can't even make a good movie for $1 million these days.
I don't believe that.
You can. Look at Primer. Primer was good.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It was made for a few thousand.
Yeah. It made $5 million at the box office. Let's see. Budget. Oh, no. Hang on. No,
yeah,
I'm looking at last week's. Hang on. All right. The budget,
this is a little more like it.
Yeah, the budget for this is $94 million.
How are you going to make that many explosions with less than $1 million? Jeez, Schwarzenegger alone made $15 million making this movie.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. The box office, $204,843,350. There's three things that I noticed in this movie. A lot of fire. Did you guys notice that? A lot of fire in this movie.
Yeah, lots of fire.
From the very beginning. I mean, that whole beginning sequence where Linda Hamilton is talking about what happened, and then the fire comes up, and then the credits, and then, like, the nuclear war, there's fire there, and then there's fire explosions with the Terminators battling with the police. A lot of fire going on. A lot of glass breaking in this as well. And endless ammunition. They never ran out of bullets.
No, but they did switch cartridges. They had to reload.
Yeah.
That is true.
So it's not like their guns were endless, they at least tried to make it seem feasible that, oh, I'm out of bullets, I need another clip.
Towards the end, when he has the minigun and he's standing in the window, and I don't know if either of you noticed it, actually, my wife pointed it out, but while he was shooting, the bullets weren't moving. Like, usually if you shoot a minigun, it pulls in the bullets and spits them out the other side. Whatever the hell he had attached to it didn't move.
So
the thing just spun, and yeah.
Yeah, great explosions, though. A lot of cool firefights in this movie. All right, before we move on to what we learned, we would love to get your thoughts on this movie. Leave us some feedback, please. We'd appreciate that. Did you like it? Is it one of your favorites? Whatever. Email us, galacticnetcasts@gmail.com. That's galacticnetcasts@gmail.com. You can call our voicemail number. That is 805-328-3966. Or go to galacticnetcast.com/community and write in the forums or, you know, join us in the chat room. We have a chat room going on right now. So please leave us feedback. We would love to hear what you think of the movie. So here we go. What we learned. We learned a lot this week. A lot. So let's dive in, shall we? Matt, you're up first.
We learned a little bit about the backstory via an opening monologue from Sarah Connor.
The survivors of the nuclear fire called the war Judgment Day. They lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. The computer which controlled the machines, Skynet, sent two Terminators back through time. Their mission, to destroy the leader of the human resistance, John Connor. My son. The first Terminator was programmed to strike at me in the year 1984, before John was born. It failed. The second was set to strike at John himself when he was still a child. As before, the Resistance was able to send a lone warrior, a protector for John. It was just a question of which one of them would reach him first.
And we would soon find out that the protector was the first Terminator, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger. But he wasn't actually the same guy. It's just the same model, right?
Yes, he was
yes.
800 or whatever.
Now, I'm a little bit confused because you know how they when they travel through time, they can't wear clothes because it'll just burn off, right?
Yes.
Why did the T-1000 why did he arrive naked? Because he didn't really have actual clothes. It was just part of his molten liquid metal body.
So you would assume that when he showed up, he would have just looked like metal. Like towards the end when he's in the helicopter, he's just like metal looking. So in actuality, that's what he should have looked like when he first showed up, because he wouldn't know what form to take.
Do you think they did that just to keep that a secret for a little bit?
Probably.
The viewers?
Probably. Or to give him a face.
Yeah.
More naked dude butt on screen.
did you like that, Anessa? Naked dude butt?
Naked nude butt. I didn't mind.
Oh.
All right, what did you learn, Anessa, besides naked nude butts or dude butts?
Dude butts. Here we learn how the T-1000 finds out that he's got competition in the search for John Connor.
Are you the legal guardian of John Connor?
That's right, officer. What's he done now?
Could I speak with him, please?
Could if you were here. He took off on his bike this morning, so he could be anywhere.
Do you have a photograph of John?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
You gonna tell me what this is about?
I just need to ask him a few questions. He's a good-looking boy. Do you mind if I keep this picture?
No, go on. There was a guy here this morning looking for him, too.
Yeah, a big guy on a bike. Has that got something to do with this?
No. I wouldn't worry about him. Thanks for your cooperation.
I love how the ominous movie comes up. Do-do. Do-do. Kind of sounded like Jaws, sort of. Little known fact. I don't know if it's a little known fact, but it's a piece of trivia. Is the T-1000, of course, played by Robert Patrick. His brother, Matt or Anessa, can you answer that question? Who's his brother?
I just did. I said he was in Filter.
Yeah. Oh.
The lead singer for Filter.
I forget his first name. So. Jason Patrick. Jason Patrick, I think. Right? Jason.
Hey, man, nice shot.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. What I learned, we learn how manipulative Sarah has become in the mental hospital and trying to convince her doctor she was making up the story of the Terminator.
I was looking forward to seeing my son.
Let's go back to what you were saying about those Terminator machines. Now you think they don't exist.
They don't exist. I know that now.
But you've told me on many occasions about how you crushed one in a hydraulic press.
If I had, there would have been some evidence. I have shown improvement, haven't I?
Well, Sarah, here's the problem. I know how smart you are. And I think you're just telling me what I want to hear. I don't think you really believe what you're telling me today. I think if I put you in minimum security, you'll just try to escape again.
She's very good at escaping.
She's like a ninja.
She's
pretty much
MacGyver with that paperclip.
Yeah.
I've tried picking locks with paperclips. They're very weak.
Yeah, that must have been.
Or I'm just really sucky at it.
I don't think it would really work, to be perfectly honest. Like,
no, I've tried it. We ended up with a filing cabinet at work, and I needed to get in because someone decided to lock it, and we didn't have a key for it. And so I thought, I'm going to try paper clips. And yeah, it doesn't work.
Should have
just bend and get out of shape because, yeah.
Should have just drilled the block out. But
that's what we ended up doing.
See? You ruined paper clips on the way there.
It was just like two or three. It's okay.
Welcome to this weekend lock picking. All right, so, shortly after that, I think, is when she heard the news that the Terminator was back, and then that's when she stole the paperclip and escaped, and all hell broke loose. So, Matt, your turn. What did you learn?
We learned about the Terminator's mission when he and John have a little chat.
Mm-hmm.
You are Terminator, right?
Yes. Cyberdyne Systems Model 101.
You're not here to kill me. I figured that part out for myself. So what's the deal?
My mission is to protect you.
Yeah? Who sent you?
You did. 35 years from now, you reprogrammed me to be your protector here, in this time.
This is deep.
You got one more clip there, Matt.
Yes, I do. And then we learn about T-1000.
So this other guy, he's a Terminator like you, right?
Not like me. A T-1000. Advanced prototype.
You mean more advanced than you are?
Yes. A mimetic poly alloy.
What the hell does that mean?
Liquid metal.
I was going to say, for listeners that want to go in order of Terminator and Terminator 2, they can listen to our episode on Terminator. Remember, Matt, we did Terminator.
Oh, yeah. That was, holy crap, when was that?
Long time
before
ago.
Before I came around.
Yeah, before, way before Anessa.
Yeah, when things were awesome and Anessa wasn't around.
Love you too, Matt.
Shit.
It was only a matter, it was only a matter of time before you guys started fighting.
I gave her a solid 35 minutes of being nice, so the gloves are off.
Well, we'll see how the test goes. That's when the gloves should really come off. You guys should be, like, talking smack to each other.
All right. It's going down.
Anessa, what do you got?
We learned who wears the pants in John and the Terminator's relationship, or Uncle Bob.
Jesus, you're going to kill that guy!
Of course, I'm a Terminator.
Listen to me very carefully, okay? You're not a Terminator anymore, right? You got that? You just can't go around killing people.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because you can't.
Why?
Because you just can't, okay? Trust me on this. I'm going to go get my mom, and I order you to help me.
That reminded me of a little kid. Why?
Why?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Did you hear that, though, the background? It was sounded like an anvil.
Yes. Yeah, that I didn't hear it in the movie, but now when you play these clips, you can hear it.
Yeah, there was a lot of that atmospheric, not necessarily music, but like maybe a little synth and then some sound effects of some kind.
And when you were playing these, it made me think it's very reminiscent of old Fear Factory. And I can't imagine either of you ever listened to them, but that's what it reminds me of.
The only Fear Factory I know is their cover of Shock the Monkey.
Oh, they did one of Cars, too, that you probably would like.
I like their cover, of course.
Yeah. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of. Did they do Shock the Monkey, too? No, Cold Chamber did
one. Yeah, Cold Chamber and Ozzy Osbourne did Shock the Monkey.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. All right. Uncle Bob, I love that. I didn't get that.
Yeah, right.
I didn't capture that clip. I should have. That would have been funny. Let's see. What scene was that? I forget.
That was when they went to go see Enrique out in the middle of nowhere with the RV.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got like ammo and guns underneath the ground.
Yeah.
Enrique doing the old wink, wink, nudge, nudge. He didn't. He realized that wasn't Uncle Bob. Uncle in quotations.
Yeah, right.
All right, so we learned this Terminator has changed from the last time Sarah encountered him. This Terminator, as in Schwarzenegger.
No! 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 Mom, wait! Mom!
Come with me if you want to live.
It's okay, Mom. He's here to help. It's okay.
Go, get down. You know, there's so many iconic like catchphrases in this movie. Like, you don't realize until watching this again how many like things that people say came out of this movie.
Yep.
You know, come
hasta
with me,
la vista, baby.
Yeah, hasta la vista. Come with me if you want to live.
Yep.
Those are easily the two biggest.
Yeah.
I think he says get down in every movie, so I don't know if you can really pinpoint it to this one.
But I think this was one of the first ones that he did it in, right? No, he had done a lot of films before this, right? I mean, he did the first Terminator, obviously.
First Terminator, I think Commando was before this one.
Yep.
And Running Man.
Okay.
Fairly certain Running Man was before this, but yeah.
Running Man was late 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, yeah, because this is 1992, so what was the movie they just redid last year that he was in? The
original? Total Recall.
Total Recall, yeah.
Yep.
Total Recall was before this, so he was quite
looking it up right now.
He was quite the movie star going into Terminator 2.
He was on Tales from the Crypt. Kindergarten Cop was before this.
Yeah, so.
It is not a tumor.
Holy crap. Twins was before this. Red Heat, Running Man, Predator, Raw Deal, Commando, Red Sonja, Terminator, both Conans.
Wow.
Villain.
You know they're working on a Twins 2? That was precious right there.
That was a wonderful reaction.
Yeah.
People need to watch us live.
Or watch the recorded version on youtube.com/galacticnetcasts.
Oh, I didn't know we recorded these.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back. I'm going to watch these at work someday and just be like, God, what's wrong with me?
All right. Where were we? We're at number 8.
That's,
Matt, you.
Yes. We learned that Sarah believes in tough love for John.
It was stupid of you to go there. Damn it, you have to be smarter than that. You almost got yourself killed. What were you thinking? You cannot risk yourself even for me. Do you understand? You're too important. Do you understand?
I had to get you out of that place. I'm sorry.
I didn't need your help. I can take care of myself.
Has Edward Furlong had issues with drugs and stuff?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I've seen pictures, and he doesn't look well, at least in some of them.
Has he done other things
crap,
since?
Yeah.
Has he done other movies?
He's done a lot of movies.
I don't think they've all been big movies, but yeah, like Matt said, he was in American History X.
He was the main actor in that, right?
Second. It was him and Edward Norton.
Oh, okay.
They were brothers.
Yeah. Okay.
He started Alcoholics Anonymous in 1997.
Holy God.
Wow.
It's 5 years after this.
Yeah, went into rehab in October of 2000. August 24th, he was hospitalized for suspected drug overdose after his date found him in a pool of vomit.
Ugh.
There's like six paragraphs on substance abuse and legal problems on Wikipedia.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And like leading up to now, like January 13th, he was arrested for the third time for domestic violence against his girlfriend.
Jeez.
Ah, that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Like this guy.
Yeah.
It's so weird to look back at somebody like him early on in his life here in this movie and seeing him now and hearing about his troubles since then, you know, it's weird.
Yeah, if you look at pictures,
actors,
he looks rough.
Yeah, time has not been kind.
No. And we digress.
All right, so...
Ooh, so guess what we learned? We learned how Skynet is created.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear this.
In a few months, he creates a revolutionary type of microprocessor. In 3 years, Cyberden will become the largest supplier of military computer systems. All stealth bombers are upgraded with Cyberden computers, becoming fully unmanned. Afterwards, they fly with a perfect operational record. The Skynet funding bill is passed. The system goes online on August 4th, 1997. Human decisions are removed from strategic defense. Skynet begins to learn at a geometric rate. It becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, August 29th. In a panic, they try to pull the plug.
Skynet fights back.
Yes. It launches its missiles against the targets in Russia.
Why attack Russia? Aren't they our friends now?
Because Skynet knows that the Russian counterattack will eliminate its enemies over here.
Over here.
That was a lot of dialogue for poor Arnold.
Yeah.
However did he remember that all?
Cue cards.
Yeah. It was either him being his Terminator self, but it sounded like he was like reading off something.
I'm sure it was shot in sections and then bits and pieced together so that it sounded like one consistent sentence. But
yeah,
I love that guy.
Did you ever watch The Villain, Matt? Did you ever find it?
No, I didn't. That's my goal during my break from school, is to find that movie.
Awesome.
Is this something?
So, Dave, what did we learn?
Oh, okay. yeah. We learn about the chip from Dr. Dyson.
Chip. Do you know about the chip?
What chip?
They keep it in a vault at Cyberdyne. It must be from the other one, like you.
The CPU from the first Terminator.
Son of a bitch, I knew it!
They told us not to ask where they got it. It was scary stuff, radically advanced. I mean, it was smashed, it didn't work, but it gave us ideas, took us in new directions. I mean, things we would have never... All my work was based on it.
It must be destroyed.
I love that Joe Morton guy. He was in Eureka.
Yep. And he was in Brother from Another Planet.
Oh, that's him?
That's him.
He must have been a lot younger because I remember looking at the cover and it looks like he's super, like a lot younger, I'm guessing.
I don't remember what year that came out.
I've always been enticed. It's been always been enticing for me to watch, but I've never watched it. You know, I've always been like...
1984.
Okay, yeah.
That's when it came out. I remember using that as a pick, I think, for the alien invasion.
That's right, yeah. I do remember you talking about that. Okay, so there's a huge swath of this movie that I did not get any clips for because all it is things blowing up and shooting.
Proves a valid point.
So what they did was they went back to Cyberdyne. If the chance that you've never seen this, dear listener, they go back to Cyberdyne and they destroy all the stuff related to the Terminator or the technology from the future. And then the T-1000 chases them the whole time, finds them at Cyberdyne. They escape from him. Then they can he chases them to this, like, what is that? A foundry of some kind?
Steel foundry.
And this is where this last scene is. So Matt, bring us home.
We learned that the Terminator has a sense of humor.
I need a vacation.
Is it dead?
Terminated.
Is this mountain there?
Yes. Throw it in.
Adios.
And the chip.
And then after that, Arnold went into the molten metal.
Big old thumbs up.
Yep. So there you go. That's what we learned here on Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Bum, bum, bum.
You guys want to add anything more to that?
I'm actually surprised that of all the clips that you chose, there weren't really any of Eddie Furlong screeching, because I felt like he was screeching every other line.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I think when, like, they actually had their casting call, like, that was their main thing, like, can this kid screech? Yes. Hired.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he was always screeching. Like, when he would yell, it was, like, almost a screech.
Wow.
If I could imitate it, I would, but I can't. It wouldn't be pretty.
The human voice isn't supposed to be at that tone.
Yeah, he was very screechy. So
I thought the chase was epic. The chase between
which one?
The cyber.
Yeah, there's a lot of
between Cyberdyne is it Cyberdyne or
Cyberdyne?
Cyberdyne. Dyne?
Yep. Okay. Dyne.
Between that and the metal foundry. I thought that chase was epic with the helicopter and changing vehicles a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy in the freeway they took his truck from, it was great.
And then the first chase I guess it was the first chase in the drainage area, that little area, and you have the T-1000 in the big semi thing. There's a scene where typically with stunt doubles they catch different angles, like the side or the back, so you can't really tell that it's a stunt double.
Right.
But there's like one bit there that I noticed that it was absolutely without a doubt not Arnold.
Yeah.
It was like completely different. I'm like, I never noticed that before. It made me laugh.
It's cool to go back and watch a movie that you've seen before and catch those little things.
Yeah. It was like right before he grabbed Eddie off the bike, or I guess John Connor off the bike. So
that truck coming off the bridge is so cool. It's still impressive even all these years later. Just that huge,
the computer's not so much, but the truck flying off the bridge, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, the technology of 1992 is pretty laughable.
Like they got this big box sitting in the front seat of the cop car.
Yeah. and it was so easy for him to find John Connor.
Yeah.
Because that's not a common name at all.
No. All right. So there you go. I have a hard time saying Terminator. Me and ours don't get along. Terminator 2. And hey, the Sci-Fi Film School is brought to you by Audible.com. For you, the Galactic Netcast listener, Audible's offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the chance to check out their service. Matt, do you ever read books? Matt.
What? I'm sorry, I was adjusting my headset.
Do you read books at all?
Okay. Not at all. I don't even read my textbooks.
Would you read books if you could listen to them, like on a commute?
Yeah, I actually used to, when I landscaped, when I had mow lawns, I'd listen to books all the time, actually.
Yeah. So this is perfect. Check out Audible. Get that free 30-day trial and maybe try out this book. It's called The Android Who Became a Human, Who Became an Android by Scott William Carter. You guys want to hear all about it?
Yeah, because that title just wrecked my brain.
Yeah, no, it's weird. It ain't easy being a private investigator in a galaxy that spans thousands of worlds, especially when you make the mistake of putting your heart on the line. Oh. When an old flame of Dexter Duff's shows up out of the blue, claiming her rich husband is missing, Duff has mixed feelings about getting involved. She's willing to pay top dollar, though, and like usual, Duff is broke. Of course. Well, every private investigator is broke. The case turns even stranger when it turns out her husband, who was once an android, became a human for her sake through a costly and risky procedure, and then went back to being an android when she seemed happier with him the way he was before. Then he vanished without a trace. So there's the title right there. He was an android, became human, and then went back to being an android again to satisfy his wife. So check out our pick or any pick that you want with that free 30-day trial. Go to Galactic Netcasts. Or no. What are you supposed to do?
Go to audibletrial.com/galacticnetcasts for your free audiobook.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thanks for rescuing me.
No problemo.
All right. You guys ready for the big old test?
No.
Maybe.
Now I am.
Ah, putting on the horns. I see.
Yeah. Doesn't sit well with this headset on, but...
All right, let's flip a coin. Who wants to call it?
Ladies first.
Heads.
Heads, all right. This cool app. Here we go. Vanessa says heads.
I like how it even makes the sound of hitting the table.
It is heads right there. There it is.
Nose.
So, Vanessa, you can either go first or pass and let Matt go first.
I'll go first and get it over with.
Okay, get it over with. Okay. All right.
I like how calm she plays it. Like, I don't know any of the answers. And then she knows them all. Every time. Mom, to you.
All right, here we go. Question number one. In what year did Judgment Day occur? In what year did Judgment Day occur? This is not...
1997?
Well, what's your answer, Vanessa?
1997.
Judges, what do you say? 1997, is that it? Hang on, I got to find the right sound effect. Oh no! Let's just play this one right here. Okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
Juan Ananessa. She draws first blood.
Yeah, go figure.
I don't know anything. I just guess in the dark, and it's always right.
Wow!
Got a horseshoe.
Someone's not bitter at all.
Oh my god! You guys need to go to counseling.
We will soon enough.
Do they have radio show host counseling? Co-radio show host counseling?
All right.
Podcasters Anonymous.
That'd be a great name for a podcast. Podcasters Anonymous.
It would.
All right. You ready, Matt?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Question number two. What are the two items the Terminator takes from the man at the bar before getting on his motorcycle? What are the two items the Terminator takes from that guy who came out of the bar with the trying to stop him? What are the two items?
It's a shotgun and his sunglasses. What I was hoping was the guy inside the bar, and then I could have said, I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. But it's shotgun and sunglasses.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, no. I wanted to play this one here.
Wow, 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 wow!
So creepy.
Oprah. Uma, Oprah. Oprah, Oprah, Uma. All right. So, Matt, gets on the board. That's weird. That's weird to say.
Shut up, Dave.
All right. Here we go. Question number three. Anessa. What colors was John Connor's motorcycle? And this is multiple choice. Don't freak out.
Yeah, what, I don't remember.
Was it black and white, red and white, or blue and yellow? Black and white, red and white, blue or yellow?
I'm going to go red and white.
Red and white?
I think so.
All right. That means you win. Wow, not a wrong answer yet. Well, Matt's coming up next, so.
Yeah, I was gonna say he just jinxed everything.
You can do it, Matt.
Shut up. Don't patronize me.
You guys, I got two battling siblings. That's great. I love it. All right, here we go. Answer music. Okay, where were we at? What name did the Terminator use to call John's dog to see if his foster mom was the T-1000? Okay, this is multiple choice. Do you know the answer?
Yes. There's two things it could be. Because of Schwarzenegger's accent, I'm not entirely sure. It's either Wolfie or Woofie.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure either between those two.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Wolfie because that seems more likely than Woofie, but...
Final answer?
Unless you live in... Well, yeah, Wolfie. Unless you live in my house, then Wolfie's a pretty common name, apparently. But.
I like Woof. It's like he's barking. Woof.
Yeah.
I don't know what we'll do if we have a tie score. Just leave it at tie. Just like hockey, right?
Well, you shouldn't have an odd or an even number of questions.
I don't. Okay.
Although, if we get everyone right, then there has to be some sort of... You know what I'm saying? Like, if we just both keep getting them right, then it's... If you have an odd number, it's kind of unfair.
No, because...
Someone needs to get something wrong at some point to determine which one of us is smarter than the other.
No, because it's the person that wins the coin toss has the advantage.
Well, I'm going to stop giving the coin toss away then. Trying to be nice and I'm just screwing myself.
Well, if I had picked tails, then you would have had the advantage.
Whatever. Just keep going. She's okay. Bound to get one wrong.
It is very possible.
Let's find out. So, what chemical did Sarah fill the syringe with to get the doctor to help him break her out of the mental hospital? What chemical did Sarah use or fill the syringe with to take him hostage to help get her out of the mental institution? And this is not multiple choice, Anessa, so.
I just remember seeing the bottle that looked like some sort of cleaning agent, but I didn't see the name of what the chemical was.
You'll have to be more specific.
Was it Windex? It was blue.
Just give up.
Oh, I honestly don't know this one. Because I just saw her flash the bottle and then...
Flash the bottle my ass. She set it on a table and jammed a syringe into it. I think I know this one.
I also watched it at work.
Matt, do you know the answer?
I'm fairly confident that it was drain cleaner.
Yes, that would be it. That would be correct. Hey, wait a second. You can steal, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
So Matt gets it. Congratulations, Matt.
Yeah.
You're actually winning.
The tables have turned.
Bum bum bum.
What is that? The student has become the teacher?
Yes.
All right, so this goes to... is it stays Matt's turn? Yeah.
It goes to Matt, yeah.
Okay, all right. So here we go. Question number six. I think you guys might get this one. Didn't mean you guys.
Just jinxed it.
What's the first name of Dr. Dyson, the guy at Cyberdyne Systems who was responsible for creating Skynet? And this is a multiple choice.
Oh, okay, cool.
Is it Charles, Miles, or Freeman Dyson? Charles, Miles, or Freeman Dyson?
I honestly don't remember this one. Ah, crapness knows it.
But you'll probably end up guessing.
Well, yeah, obviously I'm going to guess. Get off my back. I don't know. I'm going to say Charles. I don't remember the name being that awkward. So. Damn it.
Anessa, you going to steal?
Miles.
Miles is it. Congratulations. You got it. Hang on. Yay.
How many questions are there?
There's 9.
Okay.
All right.
So that was 6. 5. 5?
That was 6, I think.
That was 6, yes.
Well, it's 3-3 right now.
Yep. So it's tied. Alrighty. Okay. And I have to say that Freeman Dyson is an actual person. He was the guy that... do you know who Freeman Dyson is, Anessa? Famous scientist.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of off the top of my head what he did.
He postulated the theory of the Dyson sphere, which is enclosing a sun or a star.
Okay.
And actually living inside this hollowed out thing where the star would be at the center. You'd live on the outside of this sphere, or the inside, the surface of the sphere. I learned that from Star Trek The Next Generation. The episode Relics with James Doohan reprising his role as Scotty. He was stuck in the transporter buffer. All right. Here we go.
Cool story, bro. Sorry.
Bruh.
Question number 7 is... whose is it?
Mine.
It's Anessa.
Anessa. Here we go. Your answer music is right here. All right. So, this is not multiple choice. What words did Sarah carve in the picnic table out in the desert? What words did Sarah carve in the picnic table out in the desert?
No fate.
Say again?
No fate.
No fate. Well, hang on. I'm going to stop that first. And turn this up. This is all janky. Here we go.
Wow, 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 woo!
Matt, did you know that?
Nope. Not a clue.
Congratulations.
I just remember because they kept saying no fate, something, something, like... unless
no fate, but
like,
what
you
we
can make your own
Yeah,
fate.
John went all off on it because then he figured out that he was going to kill Dr. Dyson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the future is not set in stone. That's the no fate thing. All right. Here we go. Matt. Question number 8. Okay. During the chase and firefight with the T-1000, which leg of Sarah's got shot? Which one of Sarah's legs got shot during the chase and firefight with the T-1000? This is kind of multiple choice because there's only the right and left.
Really, Dave? Really?
Think very carefully.
I'm going to say the left leg.
The left would be... hang on. Yeah!
I am the smartest man alive.
So, where are we at here? Are we tied?
This is all she wrote.
Okay.
If What's Her Nuts gets it, then apparently she wins.
So, Anessa. Oh, and you are going to get this. Yeah, I know that you know this.
Oh, come on.
I got it wrong now that you've said that.
This is horse crap. I don't even know why I keep showing up to these things.
No, okay. Should I have an even number of questions or an odd number of questions? I'm confused.
Maybe an even number with a tiebreaker. But let's be perfectly honest. When was the last time we were in a situation where I was doing well enough to even warrant having a tiebreaker?
Okay, I'm not going to even play the music because I know that you know this one. What was the last thing the Terminator did before completely being submerged into the molten metal?
Ah, horse crap! I know this one too!
Sucks.
Wow.
Yes. Aww. Yes.
So, Anessa wins again.
You know what? Maybe if either one of you know how much money Arnold Schwarzenegger was paid per word in this movie, then you can have my trophy. Otherwise, I win this movie. Dunzo.
Yeah, I have no idea how much.
$21,429 per word. Suck
it. Oh, wow.
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah.
I'd love to make that kind of money for the word.
Trophy
that I
goes
say.
To me for useless crap knowledge.
Hey, speaking of useless, speaking of Matt, you wanted to add something too.
I guess it's kind of a weird thing to talk about. I'm not gonna lie. So there's a band called Austrian Death Machine that writes songs based on Arnold Schwarzenegger one-liners, which I am a fan of for a number of reasons. The singer of that band is also the singer of another band that I really enjoy called As They Lay Dying, and he got arrested yesterday for, they say allegedly, but he definitely asked an undercover cop to murder his ex-wife. And on so many levels, this is weird because they're like a prominently, openly Christian band. I've met the guy a bunch. He seems like the nicest person in the world, unless you're his ex-wife. Then he wants you dead. So he's currently facing 9 years in prison for conspiracy to like hire for murder or something silly like that. It's crazy. Pretty intense. Yeah. It's like, kind of weird, but,
is he American or is he?
Yeah. He's white.
Oh, okay.
White? No better way to put that. He's white. Yeah. They're from, San Diego area.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, it's crazy. I was supposed to go see him in July. I just saw him in March. So it's a different situation, but
maybe it is alleged, you know, maybe it is.
No. I mean, everyone's like, well, I hope he didn't do it. But, the person he confronted like face to face asked to murder his wife was an undercover police officer.
Maybe he was joking.
Hey, you want to murder my wife?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a cop. Prank.
Psych.
Yeah.
But no,
it works
no
way.
Maybe he was just like in a casual conversation with this guy. And he's like, oh, my wife, you know, do you want to murder her? You know, like just kind of offhandedly, you know, not serious.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know. I guess we'll see. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's crazy. Like, I never understood how people, like when Kurt Cobain died and everyone like lost it. Like, Kurt Cobain's dead. It didn't make sense to me, but now it's like, this guy, and I mean, I started listening to that band when they first came out, and it's like, you follow them, like, all of a sudden this guy's in jail for something stupid, and it's like, man, that is some crazy stuff.
Wow, I didn't realize that this hit home so close to home.
I don't want to say, like, it hit home, like, I'm not, like, heartbroken. Like, I can't function because this happened. It's just like, it's weird. Like I had met him a number of times through the years. It's like, you always seemed like such a nice guy, but that's like the weird black guy who saved all the white girls. Like his neighbor seemed fine. Apparently he was kidnapping women in his free time.
Yep.
God, see, you never know about people. You never know.
It's funny you should say that, Dave, because I don't know about you. what's underneath that fancy Afghan back there? Is it a dead body?
Well, I wouldn't tell you if it was. Come on.
Oh, speaking of not telling people, there was another story I read today. An old guitar player of the band, 6 Feet Under, in Obituary, was arrested for manufacturing methamphetamine, and he was caught because he called the police because someone broke into his house, according to him. So he called the police and had him search his house.
That's
when they found the meth lab.
That's one of those stories. That's one of those stories that you hear on like
stupid criminal stories.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. So yes. Here, it's like a DJ thing that people on the radio. Did you hear about this? This is crazy. This guy. He was making methamphetamines, and he called the cops to have him search his house. It's crazy. All right.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's definitely like one of those, like, how dumb are you? It's been a pretty grim week for music news, in my opinion.
Yeah, the guy from Slayer died. That sucks.
Yep. People getting arrested. What's next?
Well, what's next on the Sci-Fi Film School podcast is, you guys ready for this? The big reveal?
Yes, maybe.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Khan!
This is going to be bad.
I figured, I figured the new Star Trek movie, Star Trek Into Darkness, is coming out, so we could kind of theme along with that. Do a...
Star Trek Into Dog Crap?
Shut up. You wash your mouth out with soap there, young man.
Don't tell me what to do, old man. Sorry.
If you want to join in on this bickering that we also known as the Sci-Fi Film School, you can leave us feedback. GalacticNetcasts@gmail.com. Call our voicemail number. It is 805-328-3966. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. Go to subscribe.galacticnetcast.com. You can find us on iTunes. Or just go to galacticnetcast.com and get the link there to subscribe to the show. And you can also go to the picks page on galacticnetcast.com and order yourself a copy of Terminator 2 Judgment Day on Blu-ray. And that will help that purchase of yours will help support the Galactic Netcast and the Sci-Fi Film School.
It'll also help your life by making it better by having more Schwarzenegger films in it.
Yes.
That's how I get by every day.
That's what he said.
Hey-o.
I don't know. I didn't even try. That just...
I don't even know what just happened.
That was lame. That was really bad. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Sci-Fi Film School. You guys got any final thoughts before we get out of here?
I like beer.
Oh. I was going to say, hasta la vista, baby.
Get down! Look into the chopper! It's not a tumor! I could go on.
All right. Let's end it right there. That's perfect. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Shut up, Anissa.
Leave your hailing frequencies open and scanners on full, because another Galactic Netcast will be approaching your coordinates soon. For more information, go to galacticnetcasts.com.